Welcome to Yentl and Nikki's podcast.
We're just two Jersey girls that are insanely bored and are ready to talk about anything, everything, and sometimes, honestly, nothing at all.
Should have done that before hitting record, and it's done already. Okay. Hi. Always.
Hey.
This is what happens. Hey. hey. Oh, goodness. Happy Tuesday. Yeah. How are you? How are you, Miss Yentl?
Oh,
damn.
Pregnant pause.
Damn. Right. Damn.
You know, excuse me as I belch out my sparkling water. It's only Tuesday. And I'm like a little overwhelmed. Just work is kind of annoying. And I'm hormonal. I'm trying to like get my fitness on. So I've been doing Peloton classes at my brother's house.
You're so good.
I'm trying to.
I have not done it in forever. Oh, good for
you. I'm trying.
Yeah.
They're good. It's good. It's good. And you know, I hate that I'm about to admit this, but you always feel better after a workout. You always do. You feel better. It does relieve stress. It does all the things it fucking says it does. You just got to get there. It does it. It fucking does it. It calms you down. You feel less stress. Mm-hmm. It like you feel like you're a little euphoric afterward, but you just got to get there. It's the I don't want to do this
do
and
I
then
get
you do
there,
it.
Though?
Yes, yeah. It's like can we get to that part where like you know all these benefits are going to happen, and yet you still don't want to do it because there's so that between the getting the benefit versus sitting or whatever, stand, whatever you're deciding to get there. It's like, it feels like such a gap.
It really does. And I feel like that used to not be the case. Like I don't want to say like I loved working out, but like I would do it. And it was like, I would find a time, I would just do it. And I feel like nowadays that gap feels like monumental. Like it feels like, oh man, there's like 500 things I need to do before I get to that place where I'm working out, when really there isn't, because the bike is right there. It's right
there
fucking
isn't.
There there's
there
not I can just
there's the mental barriers. That's what that's all it is. There's no like I don't know. It's like it makes me mad, not at myself, but just like why I go through that like mental gymnastics of making that decision to go and do it. And then like, you know, you're going to feel good afterward,
right?
But it's because you're not thinking about the afterward. You're thinking about, fuck, there's so much work.
Right.
There's the mental work. There's obviously the physical work. And then, you know, afterward you get that, you know, 30 to hour of like, okay, that was good.
Right.
I don't know.
Right.
Yes.
But no, I applaud you though, because I'm still stuck in that getting over
maybe,
that hump.
Maybe like, I can get like hypnotized so I don't focus. Look, people get hypnotized for smoking cessation.
Yes, they do.
People get hypnotized for weight loss.
Yep.
Like I want to get hypnotized so that I always feel good and excited about working out.
Working out.
Yeah.
Girl, that might be something I'm going to Google like the moment we're done just to see. Cause you're right. I'm with you.
I bet you that I'm not like imagining something in a vacuum. I'm sure there's some shit out there. I can probably get it done.
I know. I'm looking at it right now. I'm like, hypnotized to work out.
Yeah. Like not the weight loss part, but just like hypnotizing
just
when I have mental thoughts about working out. It's all positive and excitement so that I never dread it, you know?
Right. Okay. I don't know. There's an article here that says hypnosis for exercise. I tried it for a month. I don't know.
Am I onto something?
Maybe you are. Maybe you are. Yeah, this person apparently did it. Well, now there's an ad, so I don't know what she has to say.
Okay.
And I'm not subscribing. But
yeah.
But I think you're onto
not.
Something. Yes, we're not doing all that. I got time for that or money. Nope.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So no. Kudos to you though. Working out. What else were you saying? I felt like you were describing some other things that were going on with you.
Yeah, it's just, I just feel stressed and I'm trying to think of ways to eliminate that and get my mind right mentally. You know, but life is good.
Yeah.
You know, I got a house over the head. I got food in the belly. Mm-hmm. I got good friends. I got good family. I got a little miniature nephew who's tiny, tiny, tiny son that came into our lives a few weeks ago, who's adorable and cute and snuggly. Yeah. And he knows nothing about the world. He just wants to eat, sleep, and shit.
Yeah.
So there's good things happening. I just have to make sure I am cognizant that these things are happening all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm with you. I'm totally with you. I think I myself have been hitting a little bit of feeling a little overwhelmed. I think with me, that is largely largely due to certain medication stock issues. So a lot of the stuff that helps me with my ADHD and just getting through some stuff, that shit isn't coming through because they're all back ordered and I don't know. Oh man, it is, you know, it's funny. I recognize that for myself, while I definitely have ADHD, because I feel like there are times where, you know, friends of mine are like, do you really think that's what's going on? Or do you think it's just like, if you slept better, like, would you be better? And I was like, well, sure, if I slept better, like, everything would be better. But I, you know, I definitely think ADHD is something that impacts me in a pretty significant way. But I also recognize that for other people, this medication shortage, I'm sure, is just like hurting them that much more. Like, I feel like I can get stuff done, albeit it can be really, really painful. And I can have those moments of just sort of like mental overwhelm, but I'm sure for other people where, you know, it just hits them that much worse that this is rough for them. Like, I don't know how people are doing it. So I feel you. All that is to say, I do also feel you on the overwhelm and just trying to not be stressed. I will probably try and do this Peloton thing since now I know my good friend Yentl is back on it.
I'm back on this bitch. I've been using my brother and sister-in-law's bike because they're not using it. So it's free to use. So maybe we can do a class together.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Could we schedule Peloton dates?
Oh my God. Are we going to? This, like, I don't know if I'm ready for this commitment.
I know. Oh my God.
And that's funny too. Like, I don't know. Recently I sort of like had that thought of, I think I need, in certain aspects of my life, I need an accountability partner. And I think working out is one of them. Like, I'm just better when somebody is like, hey, we're going to show up and do this thing at this time, right?
Should we schedule a date tomorrow?
Wait, hold on. I'm not ready for all that. You're talking about tomorrow?
I mean, like, we'll talk about, like, offline. Yes, because okay. I have a scheduled time tomorrow. I can just shoot you over the invite on the app. Okay. And we can go together.
Oh my God, ladies and gentlemen, I think it's happening. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Let me know. We will talk.
Look, I'm not going to tie you down all week, but maybe once a week we have a Peloton ride together.
Okay. So a follow up. I know we've talked about this before, but like, we've taken some time away from the bike. Who are you rocking with lately? Like, who are you feeling class wise? Because I feel they added a whole bunch more. I don't even know half of these motherfuckers now. I'm like, same. Who are you?
Yeah. So yesterday I did one with Toussaint. Mm-hmm. And as much as I like him, he's a little bit much sometimes, but I enjoy him. And I'm liking lately Emma Love.
Oh, okay. I haven't taken any of her. Well, I don't think I've taken any of her classes. How would you describe her vibe? What is the energy
cool
she
gets? She's cool as shit. She's cool as shit. She's really into the music, and you get worked.
Okay.
Damn. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That is one way to sell her. Okay. All right.
Yeah. I like I like that a lot. Okay. But yeah, that's, and now, is his name Cody, right? Cody. Cody's
always fine. Cody. Cody's our guy.
Cody's fine.
You know, from Jersey. We got to love us some Cody. Yeah.
Wait, Cody's from Jersey?
Oh, damn. I thought you knew it. And now that I know that you didn't, that could have been a trivia. Yeah, he's from Jersey. He's Jersey.
Are you sure? I thought you were from Carolina.
Cody Rigsby? That dude? Wait, hold on. Yeah. Cody. Yeah. I don't know.
The Carolinas.
Let me look him up. I think he's. Hold on. Look, everybody. Cody Rigsby. Where is he from?
But like, according to this.
Okay, hold on a second. I don't know. He said something about Jersey. I remember, I don't know if his mom now lives in Jersey. He was
born in California, raised in Greensboro, North Carolina. He did an internship in New York City. I mean, I don't see it, but maybe he said something that I don't know about.
All right, or maybe I just want him to be from Jersey.
I was like, he gives me Southern gay, but I mean, whatever. It's giving not Jersey. It's giving very Southern gay. Jersey. But yeah, I was like, I'm not getting Jersey at all, but maybe you know something I did not. But yeah, I've heard him mention his hometown in North Carolina. So I did know that.
Right. Oh, hold
but
on
maybe
a
there is Wait. A Jersey connection. I don't know.
Yes, he moved his mother to New Jersey.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So like, I remember there being talked about visiting family in New Jersey and why I was like, he's Jersey, but okay. Now I see he's not really, you know, he's got a Jersey connection.
He's a Southern gay. It's not the same. I wish. Look, I would love to claim him, but
I haven't, in my head. Okay. I was just like, cause there was like, to me, there was a, petty. I don't know. There was just something about his energy that I was like, oh, okay, that makes sense. Like that could be Jersey. But yeah, now that you talk about like him and being from the South, there's other things now that I can recall where I'm like, oh yeah, okay. Yeah. That kind of makes sense for the South too. So I don't know. Maybe I just wanted to claim him. Sorry, Cody.
Look, he's not a bad dude to claim. So
I'm with
it in theory, but we just can't do it.
Right. Oh my goodness. But yeah.
All right. Well, we got a date.
Okay. Let's do it. I'm down. Tomorrow you shoot me the details. I'm going to try and take this class. I hope my metrics.
I don't even fucking know what that shit means. So I don't know. I look over there at the leaderboard and I'm like, I don't know what this means, which is probably a good thing. So, so I couldn't tell you if it was bad, good. I don't know.
Cool. Okay, yeah, then I'm down. I am down. When I first got the bike, I would take classes with one of my friends whom I love. She is fantastic. But I remember one time we met up and we were talking about things and she's like, and I don't even know how she could see. I guess there's a way where you can filter and you can only see like the friends that you have in the class.
Okay.
And so she was like, yeah, I was surprised with like your metrics. Like I felt like, you know, cause like she was hitting certain, I forgot how they like output whatever
PRs
numbers.
Or outputs,
yeah, and she was like surprised that my output was so low, and she's like, I just didn't, and I was like, girl, I don't know either.
I know that's your girl, so but I would never say that to a friend. I would never say that.
So in her defense, what I would say, so okay, like let me give the full context, because she's lovely, and I know she actually was coming from a place of like support. So the conversation we were having was about like how, and I still feel this way sometimes, like I get very, I don't know, I feel like something as recent as like, you know, 3 or 4 years, I get very winded after like workouts. Like there used to be a time, like you were talking about that, like euphoric feeling. Mm-hmm. I feel like I don't really get that anymore. Like I will be tired. Like I feel like I get very winded early on and I don't know why. And so I was describing that to her and I was like, yeah, it's, you know, it's this weird thing because I feel like people see me and I look, you know, relatively fit. And when I'm describing, like, you know, I kind of get winded and I'll feel short of breath, like it seems sort of like a disconnect for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And so in describing that, she was bringing up the output and was like, yeah, I was surprised that like your output.
Got it.
But in my head, I think, you know, I knew she meant it from a supportive place. But in my head, up until that point, I was like, wait, how the fuck can you? I didn't even know people could see that. Like, I didn't even know you
could. I actually didn't know that either.
See, but that's what I'm saying. So I was like, wait, you can see my metrics. Like, what you talking about?
I'm like so focused on like, I see, you know, you get the notifications where someone high fives you.
Yes.
Do you get
yes.
that? Yes. And
I
I'm
do.
Like,
yes.
I can't focus on that right now. I will mentally high five you after, but I cannot high five you right now. I'm going to die. I cannot die high-fiving stranger dangers who are trying to high-five me for I don't know why, but I can't deal with that right now. So when the ride ended the other day, I was like, okay, I'm going to high-five all these 10 people real quick. High-five. Like, who has the time to be high-fiving during a ride? I'm fighting for my life, and these motherfuckers are motherfucking clicking high-five. Like, how do you, what? I can barely breathe, and you're high-fiving at mile 15. What?
I don't even know. Right. How are you, like, I understand if you're doing that
right
before.
How are you doing this? Yeah.
Right.
I get the right before, I get the right after, but in the middle of a ride, I'm like, they're like, fit guy for you, 95, high fives you, and you're like, wait, what? Why?
But you know, okay, so another to flesh that out, something I did not realize until maybe like a good couple months into it is that, so apparently, and I don't know if you noticed this, if you've taken enough rides to see this, what I think it does is like, if you've been away from the bike for some time or like you're on a streak or whatever, it will like push notifications to other people in the class. So like,
yes.
I've gotten notifications, right, from folks who are like, so-and-so, like, bike god 57 is back on the bike.
Or it's his 100th ride or whatever.
Right.
Yes.
So, right. But, right, in the beginning, when it first started, I was like, why are all these motherfuckers, like, one, how are they high-fiving me? Like, I don't have the energy. But then, two, like, why? Like, are they just scrolling through and just, like, high-fiving everyone?
Well,
and
I do notice if we have a, like, because I think I put some hashtags in my title.
Oh, okay.
So, like, one, yesterday I got one from a dude in Baltimore, and because I have not changed my location yet, it still has Baltimore. So it was, like, a Baltimore guy high-fived me. And I think my hashtag in my bio is, like, something about black girls rock, some shit like that.
Yeah.
And so I think a lot of those people who have the same hashtag, they high five you too.
High five one another.
But I'm like, who has the time? I'm dying.
I mean,
why?
So could this be I know that like this was not, see, this always happens. We get on topics that like we didn't even discuss offline.
I know.
This is what we do.
But this is what we do.
I feel like Peloton could be exploited, whatever, from like a dating aspect. Like,
I'm listening.
You know what I'm saying? So like, you make a really, like what you were describing, it's like, oh, like if you have certain filters and you've got a dude who's like, hey, I like Baltimore and I think black girls are magic. High five. Like, I mean, I'm just saying.
Should there be a chat function? Should there be a dating function within? Listen. Are we
pitching ideas for Peloton? Are we trying to get that Peloton money?
I know. Hold on. How do we go about this? But like, credit us. Because
don't credit that.
Right. Don't credit Peloton. Credit us. How do we get this moving? We could do a Peloton dating app. Like you said, there's all these communities within Peloton.
Yeah,
like,
right.
It seems
and
like a no-brainer.
And that would actually be, you know, all the communities are healthy. I don't want to like make some out to sound better than others. But
sure.
I think like for me, it's like, oh, that's a nice, like, you would know, like there would also be this baseline of like this person that you're connecting with has on some level a commitment to fitness, even if it's like they're getting back into it, or you know, or maybe they're, but it's like there's something
There's an interest. They're paying a subscription. There's something right. there. Yes. Yes. Right. Yes. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Right. So that would be a nice sort of like icebreaker slash, you know, common
ground.
So
how did you meet your man? Oh, we were doing yoga together on Peloton one night.
I mean, I'm sure, right? Because it happens. I'm sure, like, in actual, like,
we were in
gym.
We were
and,
in
like,
Alex Toussaint's class. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. And, yeah, we were working it out, literally.
Literally.
Yeah. Okay. I look, with the right software engineers, this could be popping.
I'm surprised they haven't done it. I'm surprised this hasn't
happened
yet.
I'm actually pretty shocked they haven't done it.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
there has to be a way to do it. Thinking this out, there has to be a way to do it. At one, it's you're protecting your user because
sure,
like it, you know, data and all of that gets funny.
Yeah.
And then like, how do you like optimize it? Do you swipe? Do you mm-hmm. like how do we do this? Like, I guess.
Mm.
Oh, I have thoughts. We gotta come back to this. We gotta make some money off Peloton.
Okay.
So
okay. Yeah, I mean, because it's a good idea. Surprise, it hasn't happened yet, but maybe it's just that. Maybe it's like the details need to be ironed out, and that's where we come in.
That's
come
where
in
obviously the software engineers of
Yentl and Nikki
of the Yentl and Nikki podcast, we're coming to give the ideas, all the APIs. We got you.
Right.
We got you.
Oh,
tech
oh
founders,
my God.
Nikki and Yentl.
I'm about to sound so fucking ignorant in those meetings. Like, hey guys, thanks so much for coming to this meeting. What are computers? Can you just... Could you
if
just
you press
real quick,
this button,
right.
what
Can
will happen?
I,
yes.
Yes. What could you just tell me real quick? If you could just break that down for us, because we got some great ideas. We just need to understand what computer does. Just tell
there
us.
We go. Done. Mm-hmm. Done.
Stupid. We haven't even talked about our weekend. We haven't
I know.
Even.
I
we
know.
We haven't. I don't know. Do we
well,
do
fucking Nikki,
stuff?
Like, Nikki, go.
Yeah.
Tell me what happened. Girl, what happened
on
your weekend?
Well, girl, nothing. That, yeah. What did we do this weekend? So our area got hit with, like, torrential downpours last weekend, Saturday. Saturday was pretty chill. Didn't do anything. I think we ran out to grab dinner later on in the evening, but nothing crazy. One thing that was ridiculous, just as like a random thing to hear when you're watching TV late at night, so we heard what sounded like somebody hit a bunch of parked cars, and we were just kind of like, that didn't sound good. That sounds weird. But then like, didn't hear anything after it, like just sounded like a boom, 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 and then silence. And so we're like, okay, don't know what happened. We don't hear anything else. It doesn't sound like anyone's hurt because you don't hear anybody being like, hey, can someone get help? So we're like, all right, maybe someone just, I don't know. Wake up Monday and come to realize that somebody like somehow, I guess like, yes, they did in fact hit a bunch of parked cars and then like jumped the curb and like the car was on the sidewalk. And I guess the person, I'm assuming was drunk or maybe just fell asleep at the wheel, took off and ran. So like the car was just left there. Yeah. So police are investigating, trying to figure out what happened. But yeah, that was crazy to hear that at midnight randomly. And then what else? That was it. Sunday, we just chilled. We did end up getting brunch. We went to this area called, it's Jersey City, but it's Jersey City Heights. So it's kind of like elevated. I don't know if you've been. Have you ever been to that area?
I don't know what that is. This is very gentrified. Carry on.
Yeah. Well, okay. Yes. So exactly that. You already knew where I was going. So
anything you add a Heights to like a predominantly older black neighborhood, I'm mm-hmm. already like, this is some mm-hmm. white people shit. But carry on. Tell me about Jersey City Heights.
City Heights. So it's Jersey City, but they gave it the Heights because it's kind of like, it's a part of Jersey City that's elevated. So you can see, you know, part of New York. And create, like, I actually didn't even think that area was considered Jersey City. I thought that was part of, what's the neighborhood over there? It's like a Latino community, like Union City.
Union City.
Yeah, but no, Jersey City Heights. And so we have been there before. Like, we used to live in North Bergen. We've gone over there. There definitely have been, like, you know, a couple of, like, restaurants that have opened up. But they were, I feel like, for the most part, would be, like, Latin-inspired. And, like, one or two, like, Italian spots. So we went back out there on Sunday. Girl, it feels like Brooklyn hipster.
Oh, like
it's so weird. But it's not even like it's not Jersey. Like, it feels like Brooklyn, like as if like these folks like from Brooklyn got priced out and they were like, let's give Jersey a try. And they were like, what's kind of comparable? Oh yeah, Jersey City Heights sounds nice. Let's check it out. And like, that's what it feels like. The same sort of energy, the same like hipstery, like clothing, like it feels weird. It feels very, very weird. So, you know, we walked around a little bit. There are, you know, there's some great places, but it was so bizarre to walk around that area and have it like not even feel like Jersey, like not even like gentrified Jersey. Like it felt like gentrified New York. And that's what was bizarre to me, to us.
Ladies and gentlemen, yeah. I have the most disgusting face on.
Face. I know.
None of this sounds exciting. I don't know. Mm. Like, look, I am from Newark. Newark is historically a very, very Black neighborhood or city. And look, I'm not saying white people are not allowed in these places. In fact, more the merrier, but it feels like when they enter spaces that are historically Black, one, you outprice the people who've lived there for their entire lives and generations. Mm-hmm. Two, that happens where there's this weird cultural thing that happens to me, which is like devoid of culture because you just put like coffee shops and like nouveau whatevers. And it's like, what? You're replacing like history and people's culture with this weird non-void of culture. Or I guess is it hipster culture? Like, I don't know what it is. It just feels funny. It feels funny. Mm-hmm. And you now this neighborhood is probably insane to even live in price-wise for absolutely no reason. It's not like you're getting better value. All you're getting is more white people.
Right. I mean, well, I will say this. We liked the air like before. It is a great area in that like you would get these views, like you would get these really, really nice views, but it was a predominantly Latino community and you felt that. And so the last time that we were there and we were noticing some of the like newer restaurants pop up, like they were definitely bringing something unique. Like it had a, you know, some of them had like more of an upscale vibe, but I felt like it was still true to the neighborhood where they were located. Right. But now it just feels like, to your point, we were saying about like this like cultural shift where it's like, you could easily forget, like if you were walking along that block and you had not known that neighborhood and never, you know, hadn't visited previously, you would be like, oh, there's Latinos here. Like you wouldn't, I don't think I saw any like on the block. Absolutely. Where we went for brunch, yes, but it was like once you got down this like this main strip with like the coffee shops and right by the park with the views, felt totally different. Felt very, very different. So, you know, I think I was particularly frustrated because the first piece was the gentrification, but then the second piece was like anti-New York. Like it felt like New Yorkers moving to Jersey. And while I know why they're doing it, because Jersey's better, there was a part of me that was like, these fucking New Yorkers coming over here and picking up this real estate. And like that's what it was. I was like very like annoyed that New York was making its way over, because that's what it felt like. So yep, that was our weekend.
Uh-huh. And mm-hmm. let's be clear, when you say mm-hmm. New Yorkers, you're mm-hmm. not talking about
no, I'm not
people
talking
who
about,
are
no.
from New York. Let's just clarify. They're well, people who more than likely mm-hmm. moved here
from
another's transplants mm-hmm. and they're mm-hmm. trying to maximize their buck, which I understand. And mm-hmm. they are bringing yeah. no culture along with them.
Well, they're bringing some culture. It's just
well, they're bringing
weird,
something. It's just not.
It's just different. It's just,
I guess.
And I'm not.
There's pluses and minuses gentrification. So I don't want to hear don't knock it. Blah. Mm-hmm. But you know, there's a lot more minuses than pluses. And that's all I'm going to say to that.
No, that's fair. That is fair.
Yeah.
But yeah, girl, that was our weekend. That's what we did. What about you? How was your weekend? What did you get into? I bet the weather was better.
Always better. Always better. I'm going to pop my shit for another like 6 weeks until mm-hmm. I say, I don't want to go outside because I'm going to melt.
It's so hot. Yeah,
so give me... I got six more weeks to glow. Yeah, after that, you don't want to mm-hmm. be here. I don't want to be here. It's going to mm-hmm. be gross. But yes, it was a nice weather weekend, per usual. What did I do? I'm trying to think what the fuck I did this weekend. Oh, I had a date.
Okay.
Went out to dinner. Mm-hmm. It was a first date. Mm-hmm. Nothing. I mean, I can't say it's nothing too exciting because that's not nice. But it was mm-hmm. just first date, guys. First you know date, how first yeah. dates go. It's like an interview. Yeah. So,
right.
Not. It was nice, but mm-hmm. nothing. You know. Oh my God, I've met the one. I'm going to marry him on Friday. So.
And I also feel like where we're at now in our lives, like that's not going to be the case. Like I feel like I would be more. I don't know what.
When I was 25.
Yeah, like I feel like now we're at a place where it's like we would just if we wouldn't walk away, like even if we had a great time, we would still walk away with a certain amount of like, hey, let's see where this goes. Like there wouldn't be the like the excitement of like, oh my God, I'm this and that, because it's just like, hey, it's gonna take some time to get to know somebody. So
it does. It does.
Yeah.
I'm kind of like irritated by this like first part. Not irritated. Mm-hmm. I won't say that. Let me back up.
Okay.
It just feels like I'm doing a series. When you are single, you go on a mm-hmm. series of these like the first part of getting to know someone. I just want to know somebody.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's I just want to know them.
To make the analogy to the Peloton, it's like you just want to get to that place where like you've already got that comfort. Like with
no
the
surprises.
Like
was, right. Nope, no yep, surprises. Yep. Mm-hmm. No asking a bunch of fucking questions. Mm-hmm. No like testing them out in different environments. Like you gotta do all those things. You do all those things when you meet someone new and you know, like, okay, like he was cool at dinner. Can we go play laser tag? Like, could mm-hmm. I bring him into my family? You know, there's all these scenarios you do when you meet people for the first time and they're all first, you know, these first things you do as a couple. Mm-hmm. I just want to get past all that and just say, I'm done with that. We're just, we just know each other.
We're
I like
dating,
him.
Or,
he like me.
Right. Exactly. Right.
We're just dating.
That is,
you know,
that's where
it's
we're
just,
at.
This is John. Period.
Yeah. Right.
Not, oh, I got to ask John his fucking favorite color. I got to ask John like, what does he like to do on weekends? Oh, I got to hear about his job. Oh,
that's my question. Well, no. That's my question for you. Like, so when you know, I know you described it as like kind of like an interview, but like, are there certain questions for you that you want to, that you like always ask on like a first date situation? Like, what are the like initial things you want to ask, or is it just more of like the first date you're just trying to get a feeling, and then maybe like the second date is where you get into like
the nitty-gritty? I try not to get so like, so what are you looking for, you know? I try to back off a little bit, like on the first day, and just kind of let things. Everyone always talks about their job because that's what we spend most of our day doing. We'll talk about career. We'll talk about our backgrounds, where we're from. How did we end up where we are today? Family. Who's still alive, because we're getting at the age where some people have deceased parents. So like, who's around, who's not, do you have children? Do you want children? And I kind of keep it there. I don't need the whole, like, why you haven't and all of that. Right. And just kind of hearing about people's backgrounds. We've all done things. We're older. We're not 15 or 20. We've had a life and, and what do you like to do? Activities outside of our 9 to 5s and, things like that, and TV, movies, whatever. Just get me excited. Let me see you excited about something. Make me laugh. I kind of keep it generic.
Is there do you have one or two questions where maybe you're not asking it in the beginning, but before you actually are
An opinion on someone. Politics.
I wasn't even thinking that, but you're absolutely right.
And it doesn't have to be that they have to be a certain, but just where they stand. Don't tell me you feel apathetic about it. You might as well tell me you love Donald Trump if you tell me you're apathetic about something, because everybody's trash. And I'm like, okay, in some ways I get people, why people say that. I totally get it. But to me, it's a cop out. There's so many things, hot button issues that are at stake. So you telling me everybody's garbage and I don't care. I form an opinion on that. But that's not super important, but it is something that's up there. Religion is another one. All the hot button topics. I am non-religious, so I need to make sure the person that I am dating doesn't necessarily feel the same way, but it is not high level importance to them, because I've been on dates where people are like, I believe in this. This is what I believe. This is what I follow. And I want my significant other to be the same.
Also.
Right. Okay. And so if you feel that way, I got to go.
Right.
Yeah. So I kind of want to. I knock that out early just to make sure I'm not mad that you believe in XYZ. I just want to make sure, because I don't want you to think that I'm going to be the same way about whatever it is. So.
Right.
And I know that's a requirement for people, that religion is important to some people. So I don't want to step in that way. But I'm going to tell you right now, that's not my trajectory. This last one is a little touchy, because I kind of, I'm still haven't figured out my personal opinion on it yet. It's children. I prefer dating men who have children, because at this point in my life, it's less pressure to have kids. Like, if you have a kid, then you're not I want 10 more. No, you probably don't. I mean, you may want one, but it's not a must have, because you have one or whatever. So I always kind of steer, for those who haven't, most maybe, depending on who I'm talking to, they may. And I haven't fully made that decision in my head on if I want it. I'm not a full no, and I'm not a full yes. So it's always touchy for me to ask, because I don't really want to know the answer.
That's fair. That's tough. It is one of those things where at some point you would need to talk about it.
We got to have a discussion. You gotta have
that conversation.
And I haven't made a decision either way. I'm not I have to have a kid, and I'm not fuck that. But I would have to figure out at some point what my decision is. So that's kind of a touchy thing for me, because I don't know where I fully land on it.
I hear what you're saying. That's definitely a tough one. I think for me, when I was dating, I think one of my big ones was debt, but that was more so because I felt compelled to have those conversations just because I knew whatever relationship I'd be going into, like I, unless I was going into getting into a relationship with somebody else who like went to law school or graduate school, whatever, like I was probably going to have a heck of a lot more debt than the other person. So I kind of wanted to have those conversations earlier. In the dating process. But I think it was like debt. And then I don't know how I framed this, but I do remember another thing that was important to me. I hope I don't get slammed for this, but I wanted to know like what the guy's relationship was with his mom. Like I don't know if I asked it outright or if I found ways to sort of like ask around it, but that was kind of important to me. Like I think somebody being too close to their mom could be something that would be rough for me and I'd probably flag. But I obviously didn't want somebody who was like, I don't talk to my mom at all. Like we're estranged and blah, 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 blah. But that for whatever reason was kind of important to me and would try to find ways to talk about it earlier in the dating process. But yeah, no, the conversations can be interesting. It's a lot. But yeah, anyway, you were saying, so that was your weekend. It sounds like
that was my weekend. It's nice meeting new people, especially being relatively new to a city. So I'm not going to knock that part. But if I can do away with all the what's your favorite color, you know, what do you like to do on a Saturday afternoon conversation, I would be very happy.
You should just, we should create like dating cover letters.
Ooh.
No, just kidding. I don't know.
No one reads them.
I said it and then I was like, wait, nobody would read this shit. What am I?
No one would read them.
No one would read it. Anyway.
Yeah. I mean, I guess the app itself is your cover letter.
I guess it's right. That is what they're trying to do. It's like you put out, you know, what else did you do this weekend? Anything else besides the?
No, but my funny enough, my date is calling me, so I'll have to tell him.
I
talked about it so much that he is down calling. I know.
That is hilarious.
I have nothing. I have nothing but shock that this man is calling me as I was not talking shit. I'm just, you know, talking about how first dates are. No. It was a good date. It just, you know, first dates are interviews. So it's like, do I want to see this person again? Sure. That's all I got. That's all I got.
Yeah. Okay.
But the fact that he's calling is nice.
It's so hilarious.
But what I'm saying is the fact that he's calling he gets a point.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. No. Yeah. That's
all
great.
I'm saying. He gets a point. He gets a point.
And I'm like, so not, can I be brutally honest with you too?
Sure.
Like initially when you said it, like that was a little jarring to me because I feel like
it
I'm
was
not a
to
place
me
for like,
too.
Right. But it's like, not even like one was like, oh man, he just happened to be calling while we were talking. But then two, it was like, oh my God, he's calling. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
Right.
That's why he gets the point. Cause I'm like, wait a minute. He's called, not a text.
Right. He's not a text.
Call? Yeah.
Okay, sir. Okay.
I know. So he got a little point for that, you know?
We'll keep this all in. We'll keep, you know, he gets.
To be continued, ladies and gents. To be continued.
Oh, that's hilarious. That is hilarious.
Yes, I know.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know how to segue away from this. I don't know how to.
I don't know the fuck. We had plans to talk about something. I don't even know what the hell. I'm so
I don't even know.
Am I blushing? Is it hot here?
Oh my god. Oh, that is too funny. Yeah, no, we had others. What else were we gonna
girl,
celebrity stuff?
Oh yeah. Okay. Real quick. So I was on Twitter today. It's my favorite place because God, it's a cesspool of like good and bad shit. So I'm on the Twits. I'm not calling it X, so y'all can fuck off. But I was on Twitter today.
I was just about to say. I was like, is it still Twitter? Is that what we
It is not. Oh, okay. I don't give a fuck. Fuck Elon Musk. Okay. So I was on Twitter today, and there's this video circulating of this girl telling her story of meeting Anthony Mackie. If you don't know Anthony Mackie, he is a Marvel guy. He's going to be the next Captain America, right?
Yeah, I think so. Did he step in? I don't know. This is where I ask my husband. I feel like he either is or is about to be. I don't know.
Yeah,
but whatever.
I think he is the next on deck. So she's telling this story. What I do know of Anthony Mackie, because I have my own Anthony Mackie story, is that he's from New Orleans. I think he has at some point lived in New York for a while, had a bar in Brooklyn. Like, so he's between New York City and Brooklyn a lot. New York City, sorry, in New Orleans, but he is from New Orleans. So I actually saw him in New Orleans a couple of years ago. So he's very like, just kind of like a local guy. Like people know him and probably generally kind of leave him a fuck alone. So she says she's in New Orleans. She's on her spring break. She's in New Orleans. And she was at the gas station. She rolls up on him. They're both pumping their gas or whatever. And she spots him. And I think they make eye contact. And she was like, first of all, I want y'all to see the video. So if you get a second, just Google search the video, because she's very spirited. And in my head, I'm like, if a woman is having this conversation in her video, the way she's speaking in this video, if she's talking to him like that, I'd be like, look, crazy bitch, get away from me. But I digress. But according to her, she went over there and was like, oh, hey, I just want to say thank you so much. She was like kind of giving the, you know, I love your work, that whole spiel. And I guess as she's saying all of this, he just looks at her. And like puts his hand out to shush her, like, stop it. Like, stop.
Yeah.
Like, no. He just told her in her, like, hands up in her face, like, no. And she's like, wait, what? Like, did you just shush me? Like, shut her down, like, no. And she's like, did this motherfucker, like, I'm out here like giving him props and he just like shut me down? Like, so that's her like basically fuck Anthony Mackie's story. But I've heard in general through the grapevines of New York City. And apparently in New Orleans that he's not very friendly. And that I was asking Nikki prior to us getting on live, like, have you had any crazy run-ins with celebrity, you know, living in Chicago and New York City? There's so many. You see them all the time. But have you had any crazy stories with celebrities?
And the only one that came to mind, well, again, besides Joe Budden, Joey Buds. Nobody calls him that. I don't know where that came from. Was Mekhi Phifer. Years ago, I really want to try and find this play, but Alicia Keys produced a play on Broadway a number of years ago. And I think this was even like when me and my husband first started dating, because we were like, we're always big into Broadway. But like, I remember that first year of dating, we really made an effort to go see a whole bunch of different shows. So he gets us tickets to the Alicia Keys show. He's in it. The show ends. Great show. And I think we're just, I don't think we're waiting for autographs. I think we just happened to like leave the theater and we're standing by like the door where they leave.
Yep.
Yeah. Where they leave, just because we were trying to figure out where the fuck we're going to go eat. So a couple minutes later, he comes out, people are, you know, approaching him, trying to get him to sign things. My husband, in like, I think just because he knows that I love Broadway, is like, oh, you should get his autograph, like, he's right there, you should talk to him, you should get his autograph. And I'm just like, oh, no, that's okay, like, I don't need to do all that, like, no disrespect to him, but I was just like, hey, you know, it's not Alicia Keys, like, oh, okay, I'm good. You know, but again, he was great in the show, I do remember that, but I was like, oh, no, I'm okay. And so, my husband, my recollection of this is like, he's very spirited. He's very like, hey, you know, no, you should go up to him. Like, you're right there. Go up to him. We should take a picture, whatever, whatever. So like, we kind of get closer to him and it becomes this awkward thing because like, my husband is going to take a picture. And like, it was very clear that like, Mekhi Phifer didn't want to be in the picture. And like, but I also didn't want to be in the picture. So I think we both, like, I just remember thinking like there was this mutual feeling of like, why am I doing this? Like, why? Right, like, you don't want this. I don't want this. Why are we doing this? And so the picture gets snapped. And I just, I remember it being an awkward photo because like, we're both just kind of like, like posing next to one another. But he was he wasn't rude or anything like that, but it was just like the most awkward exchange. And like, but there was this also shared acknowledgement that like neither one of us wanted to be there. And so it was just, it was ridiculous. but what's yours? Wait, so what's your, you said you had an experience with Anthony Mackie?
Yeah, but like not that exciting. So okay. A couple of years ago, I went to New Orleans with one of my good friends and she has family who lives in the area. And I think at that time she was like, the family picked us up from the airport, took us to our hotel. And on our way, we like stopped at this bar. Anthony Mackie is at this bar. He clearly is a regular because no one's really fucking with him. And I was like, isn't that the guy from, I couldn't think of the fucking movie. I was all over the place. Right. So I'm like, That's the Marvel dude. Like, you know. Mm-hmm. And my friend was like, oh, yeah. And then like the lady that was with us who took us to the hotel, her family member was like, oh, I know that. She was just kind of like in a braggy, like, I know everybody thing. Mm-hmm. And was like trying to talk to him. And we're just like, you just don't have to do it. And you could tell he did not want to be bothered.
Yeah.
But clearly that's just kind of his demeanor, which is fair. I mean, it's like a weird thing when you're a celebrity. It's just like, there is, when you become famous, and I mean that with a big F, famous, lose a sense of privacy. You do. Mm-hmm. That is not to say that you don't deserve it, but you do lose it in price, in the replace that you make you typically make a lot of money. And you know, your fans prop you into the places that you go. People don't like you. People don't want to fuck with you. You don't go very far. And that's kind of a general thing in life. Like, you know, you could be a fucking genius, but if nobody likes you, nobody really cares. So it's just like, so it's kind of this weird, like reciprocal thing that it's hard to navigate for celebrities. So in some ways I feel bad because just like, yeah, I'm still a person. I have feelings. Sometimes I have good days. Sometimes I have bad days. I like to just want to pump my gas and go home versus having to be stopped and whatever that person wanted to say to them. So I get it, but also like, that's kind of the things you give up for the position that you're in. So it's this weird thing. So as much as I feel bad for them, I really don't. So, but I mean, I think if you come in with the understanding, like there's going to be certain things you're just going to have to endure. And if the people are being respectful, and according to her, she was being respectful, but I'm not, who knows what actually happened. Then you just kind of eat that and just say thank you and you move on, have a good day, versus kind of being rude about it. And so, you know, he wasn't rude to the woman that I was with, but clearly not interested. I don't know. It's like, it's night. It's like 11 o'clock at night. We're at a bar. Like, let him just fucking have his drink. But she was very spirited about it. So, yeah. But I don't know. It's hard being a celebrity.
Yeah, it would be horrible as a famous person. I don't even like, oh my God. Like the other day, okay, I'm gonna tell you this story, but I kind of felt like an asshole afterwards, but then like not really. I don't even like people like stopping me. Like I am nobody and I do not like people stopping me on the street. Like I'm just like, when I leave for lunch, that is my hour. Yes, I work from home, but I feel like I get trapped in the apartment. So like my lunch hour is like the time I go and I go for my walk. Right. Yes. And like between like people stopping me, like trying to be like, oh, do you have time to sign this? Like that drives me nuts. So the experience I had where I was like, oh my God, am I an asshole? Like who have I become? somebody was trying to park their car. And so like, we've got the different, like, you know, it's like the, it's a parking meter, but like they're a little crazier these days where it's like, you got to put in your license plate. You got to figure out the time.
Yes,
and then,
yes,
then you
got to
swipe
yes.
the card. And,
yes.
You know,
yes.
It's a process. I have not had a car for years.
Okay.
So this guy like stops me and he's like, hey, can you help me? And I was like, help. And I just, and my face must have been so annoying because I was like listening to a podcast. I was like really excited to listen to this podcast.
Right. You're in your shit. Walk. Yeah.
I'm in my shit. So he was like, can you help me? And I was like, with what? And he was like, with this, like, how do I work this? And I was just kind of like, the parking meter? And I was like, I don't know. And he's like, oh, because, and he like kept trying to talk to me and I'm like walking. I'm like, no, look, I'm really sorry. He's like, no, but I don't see my card. I was like, sir, I don't drive. Like, I don't know. And then I was like, oh man, am I an asshole? So like, I took like 2 seconds to look at it. And he like literally was looking for me to explain like how to use the thing. And I was like, sir, I don't know. Like, I know as much as you do. I'm really sorry. Like, I think you just got to swipe the card here and whatever, and ended up leaving. But yeah, I felt like a little bit of an asshole, but I could only imagine like, oh my God, that's me as a nobody.
That, right. That, like, she was a nobody.
Yeah.
And imagine like getting that 10 times a day.
Oh, I'd be terrible. I'd be a bitch. I would be a horrible.
I'd be a shitty celebrity. Yeah. I get short really quickly if someone's getting on my nerves. Yeah.
Yes.
Even in workplaces, like today I was going to have a meltdown because someone asked me a question. I go, you don't even go here. Like in my head, I can't say that verbally, but I'm like, why have you of all people asking me this? And like, I'm getting short in like a chat message. Mm-hmm. If I'm getting short with you on chat, that means you have mm-hmm. irked my nerves. Mm-hmm. So anyway, yes, I would be a shitty. Yeah. I don't have the temperament.
I don't. And it's wild because I don't know if I've mentioned this before, but I have a good friend who is pretty well known. Like, she was on Orange is the New Black. Like, she's known. So there's been times we've hung out and people have come up to her and been like, hey, you know, oh, could I just take a quick picture? Or I just want to say, hey, and say that I love you so much. Girl, when I tell you, she is the most gracious human being
I
have ever seen.
Special people out there.
And like genuine, like just genuine. Like I've never, I feel like a terrible person. Not really, but like, you know, I have my moments where I'm like, yeah, you're built differently. Like, she is truly just like one of the most genuine, nice, warm people like that I've ever interacted with, because the way that she handles that is unbelievable. Like, that would not be me. Like, I absolutely would be like, say what now? You know what? Huh? I don't know. I got earbuds in. I don't know. And then would just keep walking. So yeah, there's a reason why I will never be famous, because I don't have that
Same.
Temperament.
Same.
Yeah, I will never.
Don't ask me a question. But I will shoot you off.
I can't.
Well, I guess
really can.
I guess that I guess our acting days are over. Hopefully we gotta get into software because we don't have any.
That's where Peloton
bring
it full circle.
Bring it full circle. Let's go pitch it and get some engineers to do the work. Okay. Mm-hmm. Done.
Yeah.
So I have a trivia question. It's going to be, let's just fucking do it. All right, y'all, you know what time it is. It's motherfucking New Jersey trivia.
Oh, I'm so ready. I'm sorry. I was trying to get hyped. I was like, let's do this.
All right. This is going to be a fun one. All right, you better fucking know it. You better fucking know it. I'm taking your jersey card away. So,
wow.
Yeah,
okay.
That's a lot of words. So we'll see. Okay. This popular food item, which is described, which consists of cooked, usually deep fried hot dogs placed on a roll with the combinations of peppers, onions, and potatoes. They're typically not French fries, but they could be French fries. what is the name of that sandwich? And it's popular in Northern New Jersey where we grew up.
Yeah, but okay, hold on a second. Sure, but is it popular closer to like where you maybe went to school?
No. Okay. It is certainly Northern New Jersey. It is very localized from my area in North.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll describe it again. It is usually a deep fried hot dog placed in a roll filled with peppers, onions, mustard, probably some ketchup on the fries that goes on top of it. It is very Northern New Jersey tradition. It comes from Northern New Jersey. They have a couple places. They kind of scattered where the actual sandwich derived. But it is called, if we were talking about one, we would call it a boom.
A bad idea.
Wow, Nikki.
The face, ladies and gentlemen. The face.
I'm like a little hot right now because I just had one because my parents made me one and it was so good. It didn't taste like Jersey. I mean, it tasted like Jersey, but the flavors were all there, but you know, it's never going to be the same. But I just had one. They're delicious. And you don't know the name of it.
I'm going to say this, but this is the only time I've had something that came close to what you're describing was when I visited my ex in Rutgers. So I feel like fat face or something, or like a
you're describing close. A fat sandwich, and that's like what I'm talking about times like 20. But yes, I got what you're saying, but it's not it. So what I am describing, it is called, ladies and gentlemen, an Italian hot dog.
They put fries on it?
Yes, girl. Yes,
girl.
There's many derivatives of it. So it is made famous by a restaurant called Jimmy Buff's. Jimmy Buff's originally, I think the original Jimmy Buff's was in Newark, but they've had a bunch of like West Orange and all the oranges. Like they're all over Jersey at this point, or they were at least all over Jersey at some point. They had in Kenilworth and there's a different branches of this place. And the story is, which I didn't know until I started Googling this damn Italian hot dog, is that Jimmy Racipocci was the owner and founder of Jimmy Buff's. Jimmy Buff's was founded in like the 1930s. According to his name, very Italian guy. He used to gamble with his friends. And his wife, he was like, hey, make us something to eat. Of course, the wife, the cheap hot dogs, and him and his friends were gambling. She comes in with this like big ass sandwich, like here, his hot dogs and with a roll and some French or potatoes. I don't think they actually did French fries at that point. And so it became a thing and they were so bomb. And he literally opened a store that called Jimmy Buff's and they would sell this Italian hot dog for 80 years. And now, the original restaurant was in Newark, but they have restaurants still all over. And it's a family run restaurant to this day. They're delicious, great sandwiches. They're, since that is like the most famous place, Jimmy Buff's, but everyone, if you go to pretty much any Italian pizzeria in like Northern New Jersey, you're going to find a rendition of this sandwich. So it's delicious. I've had Italian hot dogs growing up, Italian cheeseburgers, Italian sausage, which they put the potatoes and the onions and all of that in one sandwich. It is like delicious. I love it. It's nostalgic. And it's interesting because it's really like a Northern New Jersey thing, but you can't find, you're never going to find it in the South and probably definitely not Central either, but it's just like a very unique thing to Northern New Jersey. That's why I thought you would know it because it's kind of like all over.
Never.
Wow.
I just Googled it. I have never heard of this.
Wow. I'm shocked.
I'm looking at these pictures. Like, I've never had this.
God.
Like, I'm thinking, because at first it looks like it's in like a hat. Like the one picture I'm looking at, a man looks like he's holding like half a bagel, like scooped out with like
just hot dogs. It's an Italian roll. Yeah. It's an Italian roll. They scoop out the bread. They put all the shit in it and it's so good. The bread, of course, is delicious. And the tie-in, the hot dog is deep fried. Now they do sausages. They put any type of protein in it at this point. But yes, it is so good.
I have never.
Oh my God.
I am like so.
Go get one. God damn it.
Oh my God. This looks like.
Go get one this weekend.
Oh my God. This looks like heartburn.
Your husband share it. Cut it in half.
Sure.
Go find the nearest Jimmy Buffs near you because I think there's still a few locations open. Find the nearest Jimmy Buffs and go get one. It's so good.
Okay. I'm gonna have to like pull some of my friends because I'm like,
yeah, ask them.
I've never, because I'm trying to think, because I'm like, but you know, I'm like super, super north where we grew up. So like, yeah. I feel like we're almost like, we like suffering, like nobody, I don't remember. So I'm like, I don't know if it was like that. North, yes, I know North Jersey, but just like your neck of the woods, North Jersey, because I don't even remember seeing this on like Route 17 or like Route 4 or
but
like,
even just like a regular ass pizzeria that was like always you can get a, you know, you can get your pizza, you can get a sub sandwich and then Italian hot dog or ham or cheeseburger or whatever. Okay.
No, I don't remember this. You know what was big with us growing up was, and I'm sure, you know, a number of other areas in Jersey, but like we happened to be in an area that had a lot of diners and like,
yeah.
And in particular, I feel like a lot of them were Greek.
Yeah.
So like gyros and stuff like that. But like, yeah. I'm trying to think of like the different type, like the unique sandwiches that we would have. And I don't ever remember anyone ordering something like this.
All right. You got to find the nearest place.
Because they're all over. Yeah. Okay.
But it's not just Jimmy Buffs. Everyone had their own rendition. By the time I really didn't go to Jimmy Buffs until whatever. Cause you can get them anywhere. It was like every pizzeria had their own rendition of the sandwich. So we didn't have to go to Jimmy Buffs, but yeah, it's so good.
Okay, I'm Googling, I'm doing Italian hot dog, put it in my zip code.
You could probably find it, but just say you could probably put Italian hot dog Hoboken and like five places will come up.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to see.
You and the husband split that damn sandwich, please.
Because
it's so good. Because it's so good, you guys have to try it. It is like, I will vouch for it.
Okay.
It's just good flavors. No.
The flavors come together and like, and I'm sure like the bread probably like absorbs some of
the bread is important.
The Italian bread,
importante. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
So no, this was like, you had me stupid.
I'm shocked. I thought that was just something people just from our region knew.
No.
Okay. All right.
Never had this.
Okay.
When you started describing, talking about like a deep fried hot dog with some peppers, I was like, you talking about sausages and peppers? Like, you talking about that's what I'm thinking. But then you started saying fries, and I was like, girl, ain't nobody put fries on a sausage and peppers. I don't know what is going on right now, but okay. We're gonna get some Italian hot dogs. So I'll tell the husband and we'll check this out. But thank you.
You're welcome. Listen, good food is good food.
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. So recap time, I guess. You ready to do the Yentl recap?
Yes. Oh, I ain't forget, bitch. We're doing Peloton tomorrow. So that is one.
Damn.
Recap number one. We're like accountability partners, okay? God damn it.
You know me too well because I legit was like,
I forgot too for a second, but thank you for reminding me with our recap. Thank you for the reminder. That recap put it all back in place. We will be scheduling shortly. We gotta figure out how to get Peloton to like pitch this idea so we can become millionaires. Tech millionaires, startup millionaires, fuck it. What else? I don't know. I hate first dates. Next, and finally, go eat an Italian hot dog. Go find one. And as you can see, we're nowhere near New Jersey. You can make it yourself. It's honestly two fried hot dogs, a roll with stuff with fried potatoes, aka, or you can just do french fries, but I prefer a fried potato. If you don't know the differences, I don't have time to tell you what the difference between a french fry and a fried potato, and peppers, onions, mustard, ketchup. That's it.
Yeah.
It's the most easiest sandwich, and it's delicious and very New Jersey. You're welcome.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Oh, Anthony Mackie. Fuck that guy. No, I'm not going to say that. That's not nice. That's not nice. I will. But look, it is a hard to be a celebrity. Couldn't do it. I'd be a bitch too. So we'll move
on. Right. Oh my God. Too much. All right, guys. Yeah. Thank you for tuning in. Come back next week when I'm up for trivia and now got to research crazy foods over here. So, I'm up for the challenge though. I am up for the challenge. So we'll see what happens. Mm-hmm. But until next time, keep it Jersey.
Keep it Jersey, y'all. Bye.